Chapter 14, Devotional 7. Ask your boss for a double portion. Ask for a promotion. From 2 Kings, chapter 2, verse 9, we learn, when they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." Ask any boss, and they will tell you they prefer employees who speak up and ask for what they need and want. Bosses aren't mind readers, and here's what they don't know. 1. You're feeling bored and stale in your job and ready for a change. 2. You need time off or more flexibility in your schedule due to family issues. 3. You are open to a promotion or transfer. 4. You are hoping to take advantage of a newly initiated training program and want to be added to the list. You must tell them. You must have the confidence and boldness to ask for what you need or want. As you hear the verse I just read, consider the times in life where you asked for more. Have you ever done it? What did you ask for? Did you ask for a raise or a promotion? Did you volunteer to work extra schedules when the crew was shorthanded? Did you ask for a transfer to enhance your career? Elisha was very bold in his request. He asked Elijah for a double portion of his anointing, or of his power and grace. I'm awed by his confidence. We see in verses 13 and 14, Elisha's request was granted, and the spirit of Elijah, mantle, came to rest on him. What motivated Elisha to make his request? Well, in 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 19 through 21, we got a glimpse of his heart's desire when he ran after Elijah and offered to serve him. Elijah said no and walked on. Instead of going away, Elisha killed his oxen and abandoned his field. Recognizing that his former life was gone, he was steadfast on following Elijah and serving God. Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to show you what you need to walk away from and leave behind. Ask Jesus for a double portion of anointing and grace. Ask him boldly with an expectant heart and step into your divine future. Lord, thank you for your anointing on my life. Jesus, grant me the power and grace I need to serve you with courage and boldness. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.